Hey guys, and welcome back to Royal Cast, and this is season 3. This is literally the first episode ever because literally the first week of like 2022 has been a really roller coaster, but we're gonna start a conversation very soon, so let's get started.
Yo,
what up?
What is up? So,
hi.
What up?
Mel's gonna be joining, but she's a little nervous, so she might talk or she might not, but she will be here.
I Gucci. So, how is y'all 2022?
Well,
this shit's sus.
It is sus. I ain't gonna lie. I haven't been working for this whole week.
Well, I tested positive for COVID last Thursday, even though I had no symptoms, but I tested positive. So I've just been locked up in my room.
Yeah, that's how it's crazy because my mom just tested positive yesterday and she has no symptoms.
Yeah. I just had allergies, like regular allergies. I get allergies all year round, and my mom was like, no, you have to get tested because I feel like you have something. I'm like, all right, ma, thanks. So I just did it for shits and giggles, just to tell her, like, yeah, mom, I did it. And I took two, and both of them came out positive. I'm like, great, here we go.
She jinxed your ass.
She really did, but it is what it is.
Well, I'm just like, great. Brought me a fucked up wrist.
Oh.
Don't know how that shit happened, but apparently I have an injured ligament.
You was rolling dice.
I was. Shit.
You was in the fucking alley shooting them shits.
I was like, the fuck?
Like, the doctor, a little hard.
Yo, the doctor literally was like, yo, how the hell did you fuck it up? I'm looking at him like, I don't know.
Wait. I made an account. Which thing do I press? I want to make a new podcast. Tell me.
No, I just clicked the link, bro.
You want to be special.
Yo, I swear to God, he's about to join. But yeah, like, I looked at him. I'm like, I want you to tell me how, because I don't know how.
Clearly, I thought I was doing something right, and clearly I was not.
Right, like, I want to know how, because this is just like day night shit. Like,
I was fucking cooped up.
Hello.
Oh, yo.
Hi.
That's my brother.
So I was cooped up with fucking Richard, my boyfriend, and he tested positive 3 times.
Andrew, and nobody want to hear your clicking of your fucking keyboard.
Hold on.
And for 3 times, I tested negative.
Oh, I had to do a test because of, you know, my job shit. But I tested negative, so I was good.
I keep testing negative, but I was with this dude in the same room, the same...
Probably you're immune to that shit.
My
Girl,
fucking...
be happy you negative.
My shits was fucking Samurai Jack and them shits.
I'm dead.
Yeah. It's like, yo, you thought I not.
I got you. Nah, damn, I missed.
She says Samurai Jack.
I'm telling you, like, everybody in New York right now is just dead. Like, yo, I've been in the streets.
My immune system
dead.
My immune system was fucking Thanos snapping them bitches out of the air.
Yo, that's how I felt.
I hate you.
Last year we got the shit. This year we're dodging that shit.
Yeah, nah. Last year I dodged that shit like no tomorrow. No. And I'm over here like, nah, I don't got COVID. My mom over here jinxing shit like no tomorrow. Like, okay, my thanks.
That's how I told Andrew. I'm like, yo, that's
yo, mother, jinxed. Yo, mom jinxed that shit upon herself, yo.
Yo, she kept, yo, I deadass was like, yo, I have a headache, like a migraine. She's like, oh, do you have COVID? And then last night she called crying, I have COVID. I'm like, keep talking COVID. You got COVID.
You brought it upon yourself, homie.
Doing it. She was like, yo, time to get the COVID.
Right.
And it was about time because she kept telling me her job. There's like mad people like missing work because they got COVID. I'm like, miracle that you didn't have it. But
these goddamn employers, they be like, yeah, we sanitize and we clean. My ass.
New York ain't clean.
I'm like, what the fuck y'all be cleaning? First of all,
New York is never fucking clean. Have you seen the train stations? We still have mice.
That's like when I was still working in New York, they would say like, oh yeah, we're cleaning the subways from like 4 to 5, blah blah blah. And I'm like, yeah.
This is what I be telling Carla. I be at the train around like 4:30, so I had to wait until 5 until it starts. And they're like, oh, we're cleaning. Mind you, I'm in the train station. Cleaning what, my guy? I still see mice. I still see garbage.
She said, I still see mice. I still see mice.
Not lying.
That's like Chuck E. Cheese. One day I was leaving work. I was leaving work from the Bronx one day.
I'm freaking dead.
And they were like, oh yeah, we're cleaning, so there's a bit of delay. At least the first time, like the first two times that they did it, I smelled the bleach on the train. After that, I'm like, what the fuck y'all clean? No, y'all just threw water on the floor and thought it was cool. Like, okay.
The bitches is cleaning with a toothbrush.
Yeah, toothbrush.
With a mix of bleach and Fabuloso.
Yeah, that's how you know they clean.
But they ain't cleaning shit. The fuck they clean? I be on that train. Like, while we was working at Lyft, I worked at the one in Brooklyn. Every single time, I had to be there at least like 4:45 and wait until 5. They're always cleaning, and I'm just like in my head, what are y'all cleaning? Because clearly, I don't smell no cleaning supplies.
Cleaning they motherfucking shoes. That's what they cleaning.
Yo, they be chilling. I'm like, damn, y'all have some easy money.
I'm like, shit, let me apply for the MTA real quick.
I thought I was part of the MTA because the man would literally just like, oh, just go in without me having a Metro card.
Let me fucking tell you. When we was working at Liv, Maria would tell me to wipe these shits down every fucking time. And I was there fucking wax on, wax off like Mr. Miyagi on these fucking treadmills. And I'm just like...
Now and then come about it, they said don't do that because it makes the equipment rot.
Yeah.
Hence why they had
or
to switch the equipment.
The paint or the finish.
Oh well, she told me to do it with the gym wipes, but you know, like
literally I was there when they switched the machine. They're like, they're not allowed to clean it with anything, just a rag, but not all the time because it will rot the machine. Hence why y'all dirty was rotted.
Something got to be done. Hello.
If y'all take your crusty, dusty, nasty booty cheeks off of the fucking machine.
And they don't even clean. Yo, there used to be this guy that sweated so much.
Oh,
and I used to be like, no. You know who I'm talking about.
He used to lay down newspapers on the floor because he would just sweat everywhere.
All right,
like drenched sweat, like he was having a whole shower.
Dude, so,
and then he
would be sweating ass.
And then he wouldn't go. He wouldn't go to the shower immediately. He would go sit in the sauna.
Bruh,
wait, huh? And you're sweating.
Yeah, he was sweaty as hell. Or this resident, yo, I swear to God, I was having a heart attack. I went into the fucking girls' bathroom. That's where the other sauna is. This lady was butt naked.
The Asian lady!
Yo, I used to go to, when she used to come in, I already knew. But when I didn't know at first, I went in, she was butt naked. And I'm like, trying to fix shit before Maria comes and she's butt naked. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yo. Like, this is what we doing out here. All right.
So Mel, I'm pretty sure I told you. So it was a fucking, I think it was a Friday I had someone cover, right? And then I worked that Saturday. And that Saturday, I also work Sundays. That Saturday I went into the fucking bathroom, right? And this bitch was butt-ass naked, like, she didn't even have a towel.
She was just letting it all out.
Like, she just came out the shower, and she was just walking in flip-flops. And not only that, it gets better. She had a full-on green mask on her fucking face.
She did!
I walked in there, and I looked at her, and I walked the fuck out.
I'm being like, excuse me, don't you have your own apartment upstairs that you could be doing this shit in?
Hold on, there's more tea. Let me tell you. Let me fucking finish. Hold on. So, the next day, right? Because I didn't work that Friday, but I worked the Sunday. The next day, my other coworker came in, Nathina, and
Hosina, that's exactly what I was about to say.
She not a hoe, she got a whole boyfriend anyway.
Still a
and
hoe.
She don't be cheating on. She's actually okay. Y'all don't like her. I like her. She cool. I'm fucking done. Okay, so we're about to go grab something to eat when she comes in. So she looked at me and she goes, I have to tell you what I seen on Friday. And I looked at her and I was just like, was it the naked Asian lady in the fucking bathroom? And she looked at me and she goes, how did you know? And I said, bitch, you should have warned me because I walked into that bathroom yesterday and I had to walk back out.
The disrespect.
The reason why this woman was there naked, like with all her fucking everything out, was because she was renting out her apartment as like an Airbnb and shit to other people.
And she
would stay in like the lounge like all day. Like she would take phone calls in there. She was a few times I walked into that bathroom and Shorty was dropping it low in the toilet. You hear like like this bitch had a chopper in her ass. She was there 24/7.
Yeah, Maria would complain about her 24/7.
And then, like, I don't give a fuck what language you speak, but you just speak in hella loud. And this place echoes, and there's other people in the study cubicles, the people in the fucking movie rooms, and other parts of the lounge who are trying to watch TV. And you're over there yapping mad loud. Like, calm down, shorty. Whisper.
I don't think she knew what the definition of whispering was.
That sounds like a Hispanic in a quiet place.
Yo, yeah, seriously. Definitely sounds like one of us.
She was yodeling.
I cannot.
Yo, Maria will complain about her every single day, and I'm looking at Maria like, what do you want me to fucking do? Put tape on her mouth? The fuck?
Nah, they probably expected you to sit there and be like, excuse me, do you know what shh means? Do you know what quiet means?
Yeah, but everybody used to complain about that place. It's dark as hell.
It was dark and she was loud. It was just not the
right place. Yo, I remember because I went to visit Carla one day and I was like, oh, I'm already in the area so we could just go home together. Bro, I walked up in there. I'm like, what kind of haunted bullshit is this?
Yo, ask Carla. Every morning, I would complain about people not leaving lights on.
I'm like, y'all got me.
Yo, Catherine used to walk in, and it used to be pitch dark.
Yo, I used to complain in the book. I'm like, whoever the fuck didn't leave the lights on, y'all need to leave the fucking light on. And I used to tell Maria, like, I don't got time for this shit. I'm like,
y'all got me fucked up out here, because...
You think I'm dying? Nah, you good.
I'm like,
is that the last building you worked in?
Yeah, the one that you went to.
Yeah, that shit did look haunted. I'm not gonna lie.
No, that shit. Yo, Hollister had nothing on that shit.
Yo, dead ass. Really did it. At least Hollister, you could see your feet.
Sunlight.
You could see your feet. I'm fucking weak. and then our whole uniform was black as hell. Like,
yo, and then that scary painting right.
Yo, my God.
Yeah, I remember that painting.
I used to feel that shit was watching me.
Yo, they had this painting. They couldn't even hang this painting on a wall.
Yo, I was so paranoid one time. Remember when, I think it was when the start of COVID, we was there. I stood in front of that painting trying to see if the eyes moved because I was paranoid as fuck.
I would have been the one to be sitting there and be like, let me see if these motherfuckers move.
I want the fucking footage. I want the footage.
Or let me poke these shits maybe to see if there's somebody on the fucking other side.
Right.
No. It was on one of those, what do you call those? Those shits that hold up like paintings?
Yeah. The holder?
No. It's called an easel.
The easel.
Oh, the easels.
It was on one of those, right?
Like a fucking art studio type shit.
Yeah. So they thought it was cool, right? They thought it was fancy and shit. But that shit tall was as weird.
Fucking ceiling.
And that woman that worked with us, like, she only worked there, like, once a week. She stood, like, she didn't care. She was, like, Con Edison, not about to charge all shit. She unplugged everything.
Everything. Damn. And, then, and yo, and I used to complain all the time, like, yo, I'ma fuck this bitch up. She keep fucking turning off these fucking lights. Yo,
I've been like, excuse me, you a whole ass liability, bitch. I tripped this morning, so you gonna pay my medical bill?
Yo, I swear to God, like, I liked it when, like, Carla and other people used to work at night because they used to just, like, turn it off. This bitch unplugs the whole shit.
Oh, nah, I used to be so pissed. No, you know what I did? I used to leave, like, the gym light on, like, the backlight. I used to leave on a couple of lights because it was just really fucking dark in there.
Nah, they trying to have a whole nother fucking episode of Freddy Krueger coming out, like...
See, this is hey, why bitch. I was dodging bitches. Nah, I was complaining. Like, literally, I wouldn't turn on a light until I saw a person.
Nah, this motherfucker got me
screwed up. And one of the residents, I think, oh, I forgot his name. He used to come. He's like, oh, you were waiting for someone to come. I'm like, yeah, because I'm not about this life. So let me turn on the lights while you here.
Because I ain't doing this shit by myself.
Nah, like, literally, you go in and I think you disappear.
Nah,
that's how dark it is.
Not I, Satan.
Exactly what I said. Not even a crack of sunlight goes into that area.
Yo, seriously, because when I first walked in, I'm like, yo, Carla, am I going in the right direction? And she goes, yeah, just keep walking. I'm like, damn, I'm going into the fucking abyss of the world.
Yo, you really have. First of all, when you got off the fucking elevator, just like this narrow ass fucking
hallway, like, and I'm like, yo, where am I going?
I'm fucking sending you into the fucking catacombs. That's what the fuck I'm sending you.
I was like, yo, I'm kind of scared, bro. Can you just come out from somewhere? Cause
I really had to get up and like get her because she was still near the elevators because she was like,
Oh no, I left my post. I put that fucking message. I'll be right back.
Oh
and
yeah,
I went and got Andrew and my dad. Yo, I was like, nah, let me go out.
Yo, oh my god, we used to be in there, and when COVID hit and like people stopped coming to the gym, it was mad fucking quiet. And then
that's even more sus.
Yo, I was hearing noises, and I knew for a fact that there was nobody in this area.
Yo,
like the gym equipment would crack and shit, and I'm like, nah. And I think I texted Carla one time, like, yo, I'm fucking scared of this shit because I heard a fucking noise and there's no one here.
Let me tell you how many times I walked into the bath. Like, I was waiting because I closed and Kat would open.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to make sure everyone was out of the men's bathroom. I thought someone was in there taking a shower. And it turned fucking 11 o'clock. Bitch, let me fucking tell you, this fucking, I don't think it was someone, but the water was on full blast in the sink, and nobody was there.
Oh, hell nah.
And nobody was there. Nobody.
Yo, I'll be using the bathroom, and I hear, like, the woman's door open, and I'm, like, trying to look under to see who it is, and there's no one there.
No, thank you.
And I'm like, the fuck? And I look at the sauna, nothing. And I'm like, so who the fuck went in?
Fuck,
I even went
shit
into the men's one, and there was no one there.
That, no gracias.
Yo, the men's one was fucking scary, because that's where the sink would be running, like, weirdly.
I don't like going into that one.
Hell no. Nah.
But
I'm good. I'm about to be like, not today, Satan. I'm closing this gate, and I'm running. Bye.
Yo, I really used to lock the gate and then run out of the back door, because...
Nah, remember I told you one time we, I think the door, I was going in to, open a thing, and I saw the other door that supposedly is supposed to be locked, and no one has that key. That door was fully opened. And I was like, fuck out of here. I went right back downstairs, and I was like, listen, this door was open. I ain't trying to die. Because Maria did tell me last time it was open, and it was a homeless guy in there having all this fun.
What?
I was like, nah. I stayed downstairs until they went insecure. They called the cops. I was like, nope, I'm dying today.
Yeah, Maria had texted me that morning, like, did you lock the fucking... I'm just like, you gonna ask me
First of all, like I told them, we don't have that key. So technically, it's not none of us. So that's when they went and checked the cameras. It was some, this dude's, the super's guy. I don't know who it was. But it was one of them, and it wasn't us. Because I clearly, she was like, oh, Carla probably missed it. I'm like, we don't have that key, ma'am. We only have the key to open the door. That's all we got. I don't know.
Yeah, because they be trying to sit there and pinpoint shit on everybody. That's why.
Yeah, I'm just like, we don't have a fucking key, so what are you fucking talking about?
Yeah, she was really trying to blame me. She's trying to blame somebody, but it wasn't.
Yeah, cause it's not working with me, sis.
Yeah, because when she came in, she was like, oh, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. I don't give a fuck. I was out there, downstairs, waiting for that shit to happen. I ain't going inside. The fuck? I ain't dying. I saw Jason. You good.
She said I saw Jason. Meanwhile, I'm looking at my Jason Voorhees purse right here in front of me. Like, yes, yeah, I see Jason too.
Yo,
like, he right here. He chilling.
Like, I wasn't doing it. And then she's like, oh, poor Carla. I'm like, yo, Carla didn't do shit because we don't have that key. Like, you've been working here for the longest. You don't know you had a key or not?
I don't have that key. And on top of that, when I live in a whole nother state. You think I got time to spend here? Anyways, like, she was dead wilding and, like...
That's what I said, no.
Going from booty-ass naked fucking residents out here to fucking Freddy Krueger and homeless niggas trying to corrupt the world and kill people. Like, all right, like, I got time for this.
I don't. I was like, nah.
I'm about to be like, excuse me, Satan. Come and get your friends.
I think something happened to Carla's thing, so let me.
Oh, she probably lost connection and she has to come back.
Yeah, I'll send you the link again. But yeah, like, nah. I saw that door open a little crack. I was like, oh.
I kid you not. I went to that job once and that was the first and last time, honey.
I think Andrew. How much? I think he went twice.
I only went once. No, we only went once. We went to the one with the patio first.
Yo, the one I had in Brooklyn. Yo, I swear to God, you would have had a whole laugh. So how I'm cleaning up the deck area, right? It wraps around.
Oh yeah, the outside.
And I'm like, I'm cleaning, I'm everything, and I see like I'm telling the resident, hey, it's time to go. They're getting up. They're like mad cool with me. And they're, like, looking up. And I'm like, what the fuck are they looking up for? And one of my residents, his name is Nick, he's, like, tapping me on my shoulder. I'm like, he's like, look up. And I'm like, what are you guys looking at? Yo, I swear to God. They were fucking right in the window.
Oh!
No way.
Fucking curtains. And everybody's just watching. And I'm like, oh! Okay.
So I get it, girl. Go ahead.
They said it's showtime.
I was
fucking
dying.
Beetlejuice's face.
Right.
Showtime.
Yo, I was done. I was like, oh, they were doing.
I've been like, get it, girl.
I've been like, damn. Well, at least somebody's starting their day off right. Cause shit.
Right, and then on top of that, yo, that shit used to be haunted. I swear to God, that shit used to be haunted.
That one too was haunted.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was.
Yo, when I tell you, I used to close myself.
Oh my God, the kids' room.
Yo, that kids' room petrified me. Like, it petrified me. One, because how the kids' room smell like dead rotten meat.
Ew.
And like they used to clean it so much, and it's like it still smelled like it.
That's nasty.
And I'm like, I don't like. I used to tell them like, I don't know, like did someone die in here or some shit? Because and like the toys, and I think I told Carla one day that the toys, I was closing. And I had to lock that door.
Mm-hmm.
But I closed, and there's just like this toy that is censored. You have to walk past it in order to turn it on.
Yeah.
Yo, I closed that door, and that shit was all the way to the other side of the window, and that shit started ringing. I was like, hell no.
Oh, you
gotta go.
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
Gotta go.
Mm-mm. Close the door. They started ringing. Then one of the supers that I'm cool with, he came, and he's like, what happened? I'm like, yo, one of the toys is ringing in there. He's like, what? I was like, yeah, it's ringing in there. There's no one in there. He's like, the fuck? And he went to check out himself. I was like, you dying, because I'm not, bitch. I left.
Like, bye. See you Monday, baby.
That has left. Like, literally, I would close that toy room the first, like, an hour before, because I know there was people in the other side, in the other room. And I'm like, yo, it's closed. Like, nah. I wouldn't even put your child in there, ma'am.
I'm about to be like, leave your child at home. They safer there than here.
Bro. Yo, I used to close, yo, in that deck area, I used to be mad scared because people used to go through the other staircase, which heads outside to the deck. And I'm like, what are you guys doing here, like? And I hear the door swing open and I don't see nobody. And I'm like,
yeah, oh, how about a hell nah?
Yo,
like,
but
nah.
But honestly, that one in Brooklyn, that place was so nice.
It was it's beautiful. I'm not going to lie. Now, the other building, I think you didn't go to the other one next to it.
No.
That one was also, yo, all the buildings are fucking haunted. The ones that I went to.
North 4?
Thank you.
North 4 was haunted. North 6 was definitely fucking haunted. Bitch, I almost had a fucking heart attack trying to fucking, like, close down all the doors. And one of the pool guys had to come to the rescue because I felt like something was chasing me out in the deck area. What? Literally, like, you see what, there was, like, a party room, and then you go out to the deck, and you turn a corner, and that's, you walk to the gym area. So I had to close that door from the outside because apparently people don't know how to fix doors now. So they fix it from the inside.
They're going to add that to your resume. Carpenter. Right.
Carpentry.
So my ass had to literally close it from the outside.
Cat the builder.
Yup.
It's like, now we know what to get her for Christmas this year.
Carpenter, that's my shit.
Fucking tool set.
Right.
With the little jumps, the jumper set and everything.
And yo, the net, don't forget.
We're gonna get you that red toolbox, bro. We're gonna get you that red toolbox, bro.
Be like, Kat, I need your services.
We're gonna monogram that shit for you.
Y'all annoying.
Oh shit.
Yo, but yeah, I turned that fucking corner and the pool guy saw me and he's like, are you okay? I'm like, nah, no, we gotta go inside because this ain't the wave. We closed that door. I left everything on. Fuck that shit. And I think one of the managers was like, hey, what happened last night? I'm like, this is the last time you have me here past 11 o'clock. So I don't got time for this shit. And she saw the cameras.
I'm trying to go back home in one piece, sir.
Right, she saw the cameras and she's like, wait, there was a shadow in the fucking frame.
I'm
like,
hell no, I'm about to be like, okay, so I ain't coming back.
Nah, see, this is why I left. I was smart. I'm not. She's like, yo, because she checked the cameras and she, like, showed me. There was literally a black shadow right in the deck area. The corner that I turned to close the gym door, literally there was a black shadow right there. And she was like, what's that? Who was that? I'm like, clearly you see no fucking face. It's a fucking ghost, dumb bitch.
I'm like, yeah, you try to set me up for my fucking death.
After that,
not happening. I made it out. I ain't coming back. Thank you very much.
11 o'clock, all doors is closed.
Yo, okay. So picture this, right? So your North 4 has, like, the deck that surrounds everything, right? Okay, but the doors are locked, right? And you said there was something on the deck. What if it was something that can fucking fly?
Bitch,
that's overall, I'm leaving.
And it landed itself on the deck, right? But you're in the front, and it landed in the back towards, like, the party room.
Bitch, I'm leaving. And it walked, flying shit or
and
not.
It walked all the way to the other side, and then it looked at you. It was looking at you, and it was looking for you.
That sounds like a whole bunch of, I'm gonna get the fuck out of here, dead or alive.
Exactly.
I'm flying off this dick.
Yo, one of my residents literally came downstairs with sage, and she's like, I sage my whole house because I be hearing shit in the walls. I'm like, what?
It's brutal.
Quite honest with you, like, let's say where you guys were working, like, knowing all the shit that has happened, Bitch, I would have saged my ass outside. Hold on. I would have saged my ass inside. I would have saged my room.
Pause, because nobody heard that joke.
What joke?
You said she said she heard something in the walls, right? And I said it's Bruno.
Bitch.
Yo, she said from Encanto all week.
You mad disrespectful. Leave Bruno alone.
Bruno was the shit.
He was just trying to keep North 4 together.
Okay.
This bitch.
We don't talk about Bruno. Remember that.
Seriously, leave Bruno out of it. Thank you.
7 foot frame. Rat song.
Yo, that song has been on my TikTok for the longest now. Bruno. I think I fucking downloaded that shit too.
I'm telling you, it's him.
Ain't no fucking Bruno. The fuck?
I'm about to be like, don't be disrespecting Bruno like that, number one.
First of all, y'all First be of lucky all, if it was fucking
we
Bruno
was doing research
walls.
On that building, and that building used to be a hospital, so.
Oh, hell
nah. No. Oh. Someone died in there.
Multiple
someone.
Bodies in there.
Just, More than someone.
Andrew said only one person died. That was a fucking the best hospital ever. Only one person died. Someone.
Yeah, one person died.
Just
I'm
one.
I'm about to be like, it was definitely more than someone.
Some people.
Right. I'm weak. Yo, have y'all been seeing the alien shit that be happening?
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope. I don't manifest like, that energy.
He's like, I don't need none of that energy coming my way. Thank you.
Gatsy sends me all the videos. I just
I be watching. Like, this should be popping on my TikTok shit. I'm like, yo, why are these people taking mad pictures? It's like, this guy took mad pictures and there's like random 5 of them in like a frame. And I'm like, how do y'all see this shit?
I'm like, because they probably looking for these motherfuckers. That's why.
Nah, but I could tell, like, over here, well, there's no, like, that stars like that because of all the fucking lights. But I did take a picture of, like, when I was walking to the train. There's, like, 3 little fucking dots. And I'm like, yo, that looks weird. Like, we don't have stars up in the city. Like,
no, thank you.
Where the fuck did these random shits come? And yo, and it was there for like a whole month, but I didn't take no pictures. I was like, all right, whatever, fuck it.
No gracias.
Yo, I took a picture, and I'm like zooming in. I'm like, that's weird. Why could I see something in the light?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I know damn well I can't see stars like that. Shit, this is an emoji.
I'm telling you.
Nah, and that shit was moving too. Like, one day it would be the same area, one day it would be the next area. And I took a picture and I sent it to Andrew. I was like, what the fuck?
Say that something about in the news they were talking about it or something like that?
Yeah, they were kind of talking about it, too. I was like...
Then shit says, I heard you bitches looking for me. Bitch, here I go. I heard you bitches was looking for me. Bitch, here I go.
They're about to pop up on your ass.
Seriously.
They said it's on site.
Yeah, it's on site, yo.
I'm just like, I need you not to be on this site, please. I got the fucking time.
There's plenty of other sites, so stay on. Don't come to mind. Thank you.
It's 2022. Whatever happens, happens.
Yo, they already said. They already said that the fucking aliens are real. I think the aliens are mad at us because we got COVID.
Yo,
Oh my god.
I think they're mad because of the global warming. I don't think because of the COVID.
It's just like, first of all, y'all trying to slow roast us.
Yo,
like fucking shawarma.
Yo, seriously.
Y'all want to fucking slow roast us, and then now you want to have COVID, and then not wear masks, and then you're in the fucking quarantine.
And then last week, I think I heard NASA decided to get some like priests to talk about how people will react when aliens come to the planet.
Oh, that's weird.
I'm like, first of all, the first thing you're gonna hear is people screaming up their lungs.
Why are they treating this like it's a BuzzFeed episode?
Yo, seriously.
Yeah. Why are they fucking treating it like it's a fucking Try Guys?
Oh my god.
Like, what's
going
on?
Try these people.
Fucking, I'm done.
I'm like, I just want to be one of those priests. Like, what would, like, how you would react? Like, They feel like NASA literally asks you, how would you think these people were at? Scream their lungs out? The fuck?
Yo, seriously.
Like, y'all already put in their heads like different movies of aliens attacking us. The fuck, how you think people gonna react?
Not because they be thinking that there's some immune motherfuckers out here that they ain't got no feelings. They just gonna be sitting there like, oh, hey, what's good? You want a drink?
Bitch, how was your trip? With them?
Y'all can't. How was your trip?
Are we kidding? I'm available.
Yo, Kat said I want the iPhone 6000.
Yo, seriously.
Right. I'm available. Y'all recruiting? I heard you.
She said, I'll let y'all recruit me before the army does.
Right. I'll be like, hi, Carla. I got a spaceship.
I'm about to be like, you want to come over, girl? I'll pick you up, girl. You ain't got to do shit.
Oh, Catherine, if you fucking tell me that you have a fucking spaceship, I'm going to be like, we're going on a trip. And I'm
annoy me the whole trip.
Don't
be like, are we there yet?
Carla's gonna be like, oh, she picked us up. Encore!
Literally beaming her up, she gonna sing the shit.
No, the first thing I'm gonna be like is, y'all got a rice cooker and some rice up in this bitch or what?
I'm so done.
I'm done.
Or what?
No, she's not even gonna ask. She's just gonna bring one herself. Like, hey guys, I brought the rice. So
it's the whole rice sack. It's like,
where you put it? In the kitchen.
Where's the kitchen? Y'all got snacks? What's good? It was like,
she gonna be like, yo, we gotta stop at a gas station. Drop me right here.
If y'all like,
just hover over and I'll be right back. You
just
gotta
not drop me at Walmart. How about that?
No, just like let me like levitate down real quick.
And he's gonna be like, up. Yo, drop me at that corner store. I'm gonna get that bacon, egg, and cheese.
Oh,
yo, ooh. Don't forget the fucking drink, though.
You gotta get the Arizona.
Yeah, you better get that fucking Arizona. Nah.
Yes. Somebody fuck up and not get the drink. Carla's gonna be like, so you want me to choke on this shit? Like, what's going on here?
No, Bev? Really, bro? No, Bev?
I was just like, okay.
That was the first thing I fucking reminded you before I even levitated your ass out of here.
Since you want to get a bacon, egg, and cheese with no fucking drink, how about you eat this Popeye's biscuit first?
Oh, my God, it's dry as
hell. Be like, let's see who survives.
You joke. Who fucking chokes the first?
Whoever eats that biscuit is gonna be purple in like 2.5.
Yeah, I think worse.
I'll be like, oh, look, my favorite color.
Oh, God.
That shit is dry as hell.
Take all the fucking moisture out your mouth.
Drink that shit.
Yo, speaking of aliens and COVID, I had to take, you know, when they give them the spit sample. Bro,
oh,
I was fucking conjuring all the fucking saliva into my mouth. I was just like, give me the fucking strength. This is too much spit.
I was conjuring all the saliva.
She was conjuring, yo. She was conjuring Lord, all that shit.
Just let it all out so I could leave, please.
I was like, yo, this is too
yo,
much
at least your
spit.
Test was a spit. At least your test was a spit. I had to go inside of a fucking tube.
A tube.
And this man went all on my nose, like all the way deep. I'm about to be like,
excuse me, sir, are you prepping me for mummification? That's my brain, motherfucker.
He's about to scramble your brains, bro.
Like, damn, nigga.
He said you like
to abusive.
He said you like this shit scrambled or over easy.
Yo.
Sunny side up.
They be getting mad rude. I'm like, damn, yo, you just want to poke my retina out? Like, come on.
And it's not like it wasn't even one nostril, it was both.
Both. They don't do one no more. They do both of them. I'm like, yo,
he
not getting disrespectful.
I'm trying to give you 20/20 vision. Hold up.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Hold up. Stick that shit right there and say, oh, there you go, 2020 vision.
Yeah, they're gonna leave you with 1010 vision, bitch.
Stop. He was trying to give you custom settings, bro.
What custom the fuck? Settings.
Like, what? So every time you want to fucking pick your nose or touch your nose, like, oh, hold on, let me alter the settings real quick. I can't see this.
Yeah. And then I'm gonna fucking say, you know what really itches my brain? This fucking stupid ass, long ass swab shit. Y'all fucking me up.
Yo, and they're like, God. Oh, it doesn't hurt. I'm like, so put it up your nose.
Yeah, seriously, like. You sitting there mad comfortable wanding that shit around my fucking brain, like.
Yeah, pulling me. That shit all the way up there. Like,
yeah, I feel.
It's like, you know, this isn't your head. This isn't your brain. So I'd highly appreciate it if you just took it down a couple notches.
I'm going to need you. I'm going to need them to stop. That's my no-no square.
No-no square. Don't touch me there. None.
This is my no-no square.
Oh, God.
Yo, that shit's too funny. Yo, but they be aggressive, though.
They really do, and they don't give a fuck because it's not their goddamn nose.
They be playing
until they
fucking...
start seeing them tears run down people's faces. I'm like, yeah, nigga, it was you.
Yeah, you made me cry.
Fucking violating my soul and shit.
Can you be an essay, a essay victim, bro, after that?
I was a victim of no speech.
I cannot.
I was a victim. I told them don't go any deeper, and they went. And then they did it again.
Twice.
Twice.
They did it in each nostril, not just one.
One.
Each.
The trauma.
Yeah, that shit.
Motherfuckers be wilding for respect at this point. Because I'd be like, yo, you won't get my fist up your fucking nose if you don't stop.
That's all I'm gonna do once. I'm already negative, but.
That's like when Carla said, Kat, please leave Harlem at home. No, bitch. Harlem comes with me everywhere.
Right. She said it's like, leave it at home. And I'm like, fuck out of here.
Yo, let me fucking tell you.
First of all, she got us in a tiny ass escape room.
Yo, dead ass.
With a putting my hand in. And the lady's like, leave your hand in. Bitch, the fuck I look like? I saw Saul and working.
And then to find out it was foam. Y'all was scared of
fucking bullshit is this?
Let me tell y'all, bitches. Let me fucking tell y'all, okay? Y'all was scared as hell in that fucking haunted house.
Hell yeah, bitch. I think I almost pissed on myself twice.
She was grabbing me for dear life.
Yo, dead ass Kat was a fucking OG, bitch. Yo, you was fucking OG that night. I was like, yo, I'm never letting her go. I'm like, fuck this shit.
You was grabbing my arm for dear life.
She was riding this bitch's back like a backpack. And I fucking couldn't. And then
I knew that, I don't know who it was. I think it was Freddie or whoever the fuck it was walking behind me. I said, bitch, don't turn around. Don't turn around. Because if you turn around, you're going to punch this nigga. Don't turn around. Because if not, they're going to kick us out.
Did he punch him?
No, sir. Not today. Not me.
Yeah, but it was kind of funny how, remember the guy with the saw at the ending?
Oh, yeah.
Yo, he said, swerve to me. He's like, this bitch don't get scared. Swerve went back to y'all.
Yo, oh my fucking God. Let me tell you. Richard was behind me and I was in front. I wasn't scared. You know what I was doing the whole time?
What?
Yeah, seriously.
I was right behind him and I heard you saying this stupid shit. Richard was dabbing Jason. Was like, yo, we liked your movie. Yo, I think it was Richard who said, I don't like your new movie though.
Yeah, I didn't like your new movie. That's what he said.
Yo,
and then this guy's like, yo, it's just a kitchen. I'm like, a dirty kitchen.
Yo,
y'all saw you remember the dining table?
Yeah.
You were like, oh, this is the this is your birthday dinner.
My sister said that shit. I was like, no, thank you.
She's no. like, yo, this is your chair.
And then when we were, before we got to the kitchen, I was like, damn, Kat, they forgot to pay the electric bill. That's why they got all the candles in this bitch. I said, wow, y'all didn't pay your electric bill? God damn.
Yo, those those rooms where they had the fucking floors fucked up, bro.
Yo, they got me fucked up. I was turning. I was like, fuck.
I'm like, wait a second. Hold up. What's going on here?
You're not drunk, right?
Yo, let me tell you what's going on. Parkour.
Yo, I'm seriously. Like, yo, that the hot chocolate didn't have anything, right?
No. Oh, they were good.
Yo, that was good, though.
It was free, too.
Just like them muffins.
Yo, that shit was, like, funny.
Yo, that shit was funny.
Yo, but you know they didn't have the glow-in-the-dark things.
Oh, yeah, they didn't. It's okay. And
it was fun because last time Carla was about to be touched.
Oh, that if you had something glow in the dark, they're able to touch
you. The
first
time we went there, yeah, we went to like this little rocket ship thing, and like it was like a mini roller coaster. And then we entered, and there used to be a lady there, but they used to give her this thing, and I'm like giving her the eye. She's not paying attention. She's like, "Oh my god, glowy stick," and I'm like, "Bitch, that's for them to touch you." She's like, "Put that shit in your bag."
I'm about to be like, "Put that shit in your fucking bra. Ain't nobody gonna be seeing nothing glow." They question me and be like, "Nah, nigga, that's my natural aura. Get the fuck out of here, bro."
Natural aura.
Yo, I was dying because me and Thalia and Mark was looking at her like, "Yo, that's for them to touch you." And she's like, "Oh, happy jolly with the fucking glow stick."
With the glow stick in her hand.
Yo, and the let me tell you, the girl was looking at her like, "Why did y'all tell her?"
But bro, y'all should have just let her set herself up for failure.
Nah, I felt want to put that shit in my fucking shirt and I started glowing. Like, don't touch me, I'm fucking Iron Man.
We would have been in the fucking police station by now.
Yo, seriously,
I don't want to get arrested, bro.
I'm about to be like, "Excuse me, you signed off the waiver, right?" So here we are. I'm about to be like, "Carla, ain't nobody told you to grab these fucking glow sticks, thank you."
They were fucking colorful.
Yo, you saw that I was about to fight the huge ass skeleton.
A skeleton.
I think Melanie was holding behind, and I saw like the whole fucking huge ass skeleton came popping out with the animatronic shit. And I'm I was about to fight that shit. Like, yo,
Cat was squaring up. I'm like, "Yo, Cat, are you really dead? That's about to hit this motherfucker."
She said, "I'm gonna dismantle your whole fucking being."
Yo, cause this man wouldn't move. You saw that shit wouldn't move.
I'm like, "Oh my god."
I'm
like, Carla telling Cat that to leave Harlem at home. I was like, that did not work. That was not definitely.
That thing would never leave Harlem at home.
Nope.
Carla thinks that it's possible. It's not possible.
Bro, it's let me fucking tell you. The mannequins that were hanging from the ceiling.
Oh, with all the rags and shit.
Yo, the ones that was like upside down.
Yo, Richard was like, they left their brooms though.
Yo, I was like, remember where we started singing?
Oh god.
Get it sweet.
Yeah, from the chandelier.
I'm like, yo, they probably thought that we was the craziest bunch out of everybody.
Yo, I remember we got derailed and went the wrong way.
Yeah.
Yo, and she couldn't even scare us into the right direction.
She just stared at us, bitch. She stared at us and put her hand on her fucking forehead and like, "What the fuck you want us to do?
Like, you got a fever,
like, are you
bitch?
Gonna help or are you just gonna stand there, honey bunch?
Wait.
Cause you She's got me like, fucked up. We trying to get out of here, bitch.
We went to the backstage.
We was about to be like, behind the scenes and shit.
Yeah, dead ass. Like, can we be a part of? Can we just join y'all since we already back here?
Right.
That like, shit was we just joined in the crew at this point.
Right, because we were literally making fun of the whole entire shit. That's why I think one of the last one didn't really pay attention to us because we were just making fun of the shit. Like, we was hearing all the screams in the back, and
all you heard was our group. We were fucking laughing, with the exception of Carla's older sister. She was screaming
her life out.
At the Blair. I'm like,
all I heard was her screaming. I was like, oh, shit. But we was over here talking
and
about.
And then every time I would turn around, I'm like, yo, I think we just lost half the group, guys.
We kind of did lost half the group.
I'm like, they'll reappear. Fun. They gotta come out anyway, so we gonna see them outside.
I heard your bitch was looking for me. Bitch, here I go.
Nah, but that fucking escape room, girl.
That escape room got me all the way dumb fucked up, especially putting our hands in that tiny ass little hole.
Girl, no, it wasn't about
I'm like, this unsanitary like, bullshit. There, what like, you got me looking through a glass for?
With a whole fucking smile on her face. Like,
I'm about to be like, you want to come stand in between us, hoe? Because I think you do.
And then, yo, and I'm like, yo, I hope Carla gets this shit because I don't got time for this. And I'm like, yo, what color are you talking about? She's like, yo, what color? I'm like, Carla, here, the clock.
I was like, we about to die.
I was about to die, bitch. I already had your color.
Yo, this shit's funny. That shit was funny as hell. And then when we finally got it, she was like, good job, guys. I'm like, bitch, if you don't shut the hell up.
Right, you had us panicking over here.
Got me fucked up.
Talking about you got to find the color of what it is. And I'm like, yellow? And then it says urine.
I'm like, with this, with this damp, colored, dirty, grimy looking ass fucking light bulb, y'all couldn't do better?
Got me all fucking... I literally had to like double check with my eyes.
Got me questioning if I'm fucking colorblind over here.
Right. I was like, yo, is it yellow or is it white? I don't know.
And then I'm over here looking and I'm like, damn, yo, I can't really tell myself either.
And I had glasses on, shit.
Yo, dead ass, both of us did.
Yo, I was like, yo, what the fuck does this shit say?
I'm like, well, I guess we won't take a wild guess one day, one way or another.
Right, I'm like, yellow, I guess. I think I had black. I think I had black and
Carla, I think had yellow, I think it was. No, I think it was white.
No, it was yellow.
It was yellow because I had the urine shit on top. Shit is annoying.
Fucking weak. She said the urine shit.
Yeah, because on top it was like urine or something. And I don't remember was the other bottle though.
They were like, look here. And I'm like, where? Look here.
Bitch, where?
I'm like tapping on the fucking clock, like, bitch, I don't got time to get my hand chopped off. Look at this shit.
The amount of attitude that wasn't necessary. She was tapping on the glass. I started tapping on mine.
She's like, what? I don't know. What are you talking about? I'm like, look at the clock. The little thing my finger is pointing to.
What didn't help was all the fucking gears and bullshit in the way. I'm like, bro, is it on the gear? Is it not on the gear? Is it on the side?
You know Carter's a little bit short, so.
I was short, and I was tippy-toeing. I'm just like, where?
She was.
It's like, excuse me, a bitch is blind. Can you direct me, or can I get a stepping stool?
That shit was small. Like, I couldn't even get there.
I'm like, yo, can we open the door, please?
Like, y'all couldn't, like,
a bitch can't stretch breathe. It?
Like, stretch it a little bit?
Nah, they wanted to make that shit.
And that shit was, like, 5 minutes.
Crammed and tight.
Less than 5 fucking minutes, bro. You stupid.
Oh, God.
Yo, less than 5 minutes, that shit was. Nah. We need to do one, like, it's, like, a long time.
And one that space. Actually has room for us to maneuver because right. What the fuck?
Because
a bitch cannot.
Yo, do y'all think we're gonna go back into a lockdown?
Yes, sir.
Sure. That's a guarantee.
It has to be because it's like
here in Jersey, the kids are already remote again. They're saying for 2 weeks, and I'm like, yeah, y'all motherfuckers said that.
They're gonna pull March 13th again. When they said, oh, 3 weeks, turn into a whole year.
Yeah.
And a half.
I don't think they're gonna do it now. Because all they're worried about is their fucking money.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, it's gonna happen one way or another.
It really is.
Like, because the numbers are fucking going up again. And clearly,
yo,
we're getting...
did you see the New Year Eve thing?
They wallet for respect, because I don't understand why they even had motherfuckers
yo,
up in Times Square.
Yo, I saw TikTok. I was like, this is how you know it's only tourism. Because New Yorkers, we don't do this shit.
Like, it's crazy.
Always tourists.
It's like, crazy because really then they're like, oh yeah, we narrowed down the numbers to 15,000. 15,000? I'm like, all them 15,000 are going to croak by the time that February comes in.
She said croak?
Like, yeah, we're going to be 15,000 less in the population. Why? Times Square 2022.
Because of tourists. Like, New Yorkers, we don't do this shit.
Like, what the fuck?
From the 18 years we live in, I lived in New York, I never went to Times Square. For
me neither.
Me either.
I'm like, get the fuck out of here. You telling me, let's go to Times Square. I could watch that shit on YouTube. Get the fuck out of my face.
First of all, it's mad cold. Second of all, you can't, once you in there, you can't move. That means no bathroom for you, no food for you.
No, but not even that. Like, the matter is that you have to get there at literally ass crack dawn for you to get a good spot. So you telling me that I got to wake up at 6 a.m., possibly 7, to get a good spot in Times Square for something that the ball is gonna drop at like midnight? Mira, coño, vete al diablo, no me joda.
Yo, you see that shit on TV.
Oh. I'm like, I will watch that shit on YouTube, on the TV, or I'll look at it the next fucking day. Thank you.
Y'all wanna hear something though?
What?
Whoever plowing these roads probably can't plow their wife properly either.
You know what?
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I feel bad for that person because that is definitely correct.
It is though. Like, I saw a video of them like playing with the confetti. I'm like, who in New York can do this shit? We don't do this shit, bro.
You're about to be like, yeah, let all that confetti fall on that corona infested floor. Thank
you. Yo, they were playing with it, tossing it in the air, talking about Happy New Year. I'm like, we New Yorkers, we don't do this shit.
Telling you, so all these motherfucking tourists. Right. Just to say, oh my god, I was in Times Square. I got the New Year's kiss. I was there to witness it.
I got the confetti from it too.
I'm like,
you know,
yeah.
Probably is expensive, you know.
I'm like, yeah, with your Rona infested confetti. Get the fuck out my face.
Right. Omicron shit. Yo,
they said there's something in the air, yeah. Corona.
Yo.
Yo, Corona's passing by.
Yeah, end up going home from their fucking road trip. Oh, damn, we all got COVID. Yeah, it was that fucking Rona.
No shit. Y'all picked up.
Like, no fuck. Like, literally, you outside dead as hell. Like, dead.
Fucking fake. Nah, and then you find these motherfuckers that act like Corona don't exist. They pop in their ass in the club and they fucking outside. They like, there's not a whole pandemic out here.
Yo, I swear to God, I think people, when everything started opening, people forgot that we still in the panoramic.
Yeah.
Man, Pandora.
Yep.
A peninsula.
A peninsula, Pandora.
A parameter.
We in all this shit.
Nah, that's like, I think it was one of my patients. They were like, oh yeah, my sister went out to the club for Halloween, bitch. She sent me the picture. I said, every single motherfucker in that club went home with Rona.
Yo, you that
because
was
there was literally no space between anybody. I'm like, y'all motherfuckers probably coughing, sneezing, sniffling.
No, there was a patient who came into my the office and she was coughing, and I'm like, man,
grown up,
double masked up, put my gloves on. And the doctor looked at her too, and he did the same shit.
Yo, maybe if I stood in that crowd of people,
he was like, "Nah,
he not with the shits."
Like, you got me fucked up with your fucking Rona ass. Where the fuck
then,
were you?
And then, like, 20 minutes later, he called us. He's like, "Yeah, so people who have cold symptoms with cough, they're not allowed to come in the door."
Yeah, because
So now they all do television now. So.
Television like over the phone.
What if she was just trying to make Swiss beats?
Bitch, she said Swiss beats. Swiss bitch with Rona.
I'm like, if you don't catch your infectious ass, then stay your ass home. Thank you very much.
She said, let me clear my throat.
I'm about to be like, go do that shit somewhere else by yourself.
Sick. Like, I get it if you're sick, but like, just call. How about call? We in a panoramic right now, so why are you outside?
Don't understand.
Like, it just makes no sense. Why are you outside? Call.
No, because people don't know what a fucking phone is.
Right.
We're in a pineapple.
Bitch.
We're in everything.
Shit. I'm in a pineapple. Call me SpongeBob, bro.
So I'll call you Patrick.
Yeah. It's just a crossy cab. No. This is Patrick.
Yo, I swear to God, it's gonna be a ghost town in a couple of weeks.
It really is.
Yo, that's the best time. No lines for shit.
Yeah, know. But the most, depending on the stores, most of them are going to fucking be closed.
Well, not my store. My store is going to be open.
Well,
not me.
Yo, guy, you said the gym's going to close soon too, right?
All the gyms are going to close. Yes, basically, all the entertainments, because I heard Broadway shows are closing again.
Well, I think they should, because what the fuck you doing at a fucking Broadway show?
When movie, yo, I was shocked. I was shocked TV. That we went to see Spider-Man. I was shocked that I didn't get COVID. That's how much people it was.
Oh, yo, that shit. Nah. Yo, got it. That shit was filled again when I went, God. It was
full. We went, yo, I told them, like, yo, let's go the, like, earliest, probably there's not a lot of people. Bitch, there was a whole fucking line
that turned
the corner.
People be swearing that they're like, oh, yeah, if we go early, there's going to be nobody. And then casually, everybody that fucking goes early is everybody and their mama. Yeah.
Yo, but that movie was fire, though.
That movie was so fire, I've seen it twice.
I haven't seen the new one
yet. I saw that shit twice,
too. That shit was fire.
Both times the crowd reacted the same way.
Yo, I was like, I was just quiet because I knew what was gonna happen because I someone spoiled it for me. But
oh, the disrespect,
ooh, right? TikTok.
I knew it. TikTok always does that shit, yo.
That's why. But I kind of already knew like all three of them were gonna be in it because the way they did their interviews, it was like mad obvious. Like, you know, Andrew had an interview and he literally fucking fucked it up for himself.
Yeah, like the day before it came out.
Yeah, and then Toby, yo, that man Toby still has the symbiotes inside of him.
Yo, the videos, bro.
There was like mad videos of him interacting with the paparazzi or like in the airport. Yo, he looked dead as pissed. When I tell you pissed, that man still has venom inside of him. Mm-mm. No, but that shit was. Mm-mm.
I know, yo, Kathy, you heard me screaming, right?
Yeah. What is Carla doing?
I have no idea.
What are you doing? Why are you asking what I'm doing? What are you doing?
You weren't doing.
She said, this bitch is a little too quiet. What the fuck you up to?
Right.
I'm plotting your doom. Keep talking to me.
This bitch, I already plotted that shit a long time ago.
No, excuse me. Well, maybe it's just starting to play out.
It's like, oh, shit.
Ain't no matter to me. We ain't COVID, so.
God.
Girl, we said this shit 2 years ago.
Camellia.
Yeah, deadass is 2 years ago, and we still in this shit.
Bitch, we said 2 years ago we wanted to end our subscription. We still here.
Yeah, why are you still here? I need to take this somewhere else.
I need a refund.
I need a commission refund.
Share your bacteria and your germs with another country. Thank you very much. We've had enough.
That's fucked up, but you know, I understand. That's fucked up.
We've had enough.
But I hear you, but that's fucked up.
Yeah. We've had enough. It's been a long 2 motherfucking years.
Right, I'm about to be fucking 28. I'm still in this shit.
Like, bro,
have you seen on TikTok like the videos that says, "Oh, before Corona started, I was this age, and it's still in Corona, and this is how old I am." And it's like, bitch, it's been 3 years. The fuck?
Yeah, people start fucking looking back because if you theoretically, if you think about it. It technically started in 2019 and it was known, but they just didn't want to announce it. They didn't want to make it a big deal.
And until the end of November to 2019.
Exactly.
That's when it started coming out a little bit more and more and more. Until March, that's when it just hit the
That's
fame.
When it just fucking said, hey, bitch.
Yo, God, remember when I was so sick I had to go to the hospital?
Yo, Andrew was so sick. We was just like, okay, he has a whole flu, whatever. Yo, he was so sick with fever and everything. And I'm like, okay. God, then I got sick.
Nothing. I wasn't playing nothing. You know I'm sick when I'm not on my computer.
Yo, he was dead, like, really dead. But like, then I got sick.
Like, it's a whole nother human. Like, are you really my brother? Are you okay?
Bitch, I got sick. And then, what was it? I think we got taken away, like E.T. from home with our fucking towel. The sheets on our head. Yo, that shit was funny. He was like, oh, yeah, put this on top of your head. And I'm like,
what? I'm about to be, excuse me, are we doing a remake of E.T. right now?
Cause... Right, because if you want, the ambulance truck could just start flying. Shit. You got seatbelts? You got fucking seatbelts? Just let me know what to say. My finger don't light up, you know. My finger don't light up, but you know. We could get a little flashlight. But now we was all over, they put it all over our head. We went to the thing. Yo, we was inside of a fucking room looking like hamsters.
Oh, hell no.
Because they literally said, go in there, doors. go in there, close the door. And then the fucking doctor comes, just his hand with a phone. And he's like, here. And I'm like, am I that contagious? Shit.
I'm like, damn, bro, am I infectious? I'm going to die? Like, what's going on here?
Right, you the CDC here to take me away and experiment shit. Nah, but they, yo, the funniest shit is they let us go. They were like, oh, okay, so you guys can go. Just quarantine and all the shit. Mm-hmm. Yo, but they said my mom has to be left behind.
Yo, damn.
She's like, no.
Yo, that lady started passing. She's like, what the fuck? No. What? I'm not staying here.
Yo, oh, we were all dying, bro.
Yo, we was dying because it was like, okay, all three of you go. Y'all can go. But she has to stay. And she's like, what?
I'm like, damn, what you mean?
She said, huh? Mind you, I was the one that was sick.
Damn, that's crazy.
God, but they used to call me on FaceTime. All three you see yo, is I was throwing a
like, the first couple of days, I only had the sore throat. They gave me medicine. It was whatever. I started having a fever. Mm-hmm. I was like, all right, whatever. I just take the medicine, cool it off, whatever. Yo, next 2 days, that shit, like, my mom bought me my favorite food. Dub. I was like, here you go. My mom was like, the fuck? You give the food back? Yo, I wasn't eating for shit.
Damn.
Not even a drop of food.
Hell no.
That's why that's when that shit hit the fan. Everybody's like, yo, is Kat fine? Like, she's not eating. Yo, my mom made me locrio. My mom made me carne molida with arroz blanco.
She made everything in the motherfucking book. I have questions. Why do you eat carne molida with white rice?
Because that shit's the bang, the fuck?
That shit's weird.
Oh, you know Hispanic. Yo, I'm going to make it for you. Don't worry about it.
No, it's okay. I had it already.
Spanish one?
Yes.
Oh, not Dominican.
Are you my Richie's?
Oh, aunt, but there's different types Richie, of way people do hold it. On. You know,
straight from DR. She doesn't understand. She doesn't speak English.
Okay, but you know, there's different ways people do it, right?
There's
okay.
different ways that people do it. Yeah.
Okay, but like that shit. No, it's weird.
How is it weird? That shit is the banging stuff with a bichuela on top and some yellow listen, plantain.
This is the same shit so when people be saying, weird. Oh, yeah, I just eat white rice and eggs. I'm like, listen, you don't understand. White rice and eggs just hit different sometimes. It does. Because it's just like, whoa.
It does. I can't. When, especially with that yolk.
Yes! Yo. Mm. I'm about to be like, so we just making everybody hungry at this point. So I guess.
Didn't you have that like yesterday?
Yo, I had that shit yesterday, but I did it like with a little bit of soy sauce and a little bit of butter, mix it with the egg, yo.
Oh,
yo, that shit was delicious.
I think I like meat too much because I couldn't eat that without meat.
Nah, I have my days where I'm like, I don't want meat.
I want meat.
I love meat. It's just the egg with the white rice and that yolk hit different.
I'm just like, Lord, this is how you know a fucking Dominican is hell.
Now they call it the broke-ass bitch food, but you know.
Yo, dead ass. Don't I'm matter. Like, literally, y'all know that we've been eating this shit since we were kids, and it just hits the spot. So.
Right. Nah, but she was making all that shit, and I wasn't eating it, though.
I'm like, listen.
She even ordered us food, bruh, and you didn't eat it.
Yo, they ordered, I think we ordered a special from this restaurant.
From Sandy.
Yeah, it was like a Sandy restaurant shit, and it was like, rotisserie chicken with white rice and some beans. Yo, when I tell you I dumped that beans and I didn't even eat the rice or chicken.
Damn, bitch.
I was that bad.
Damn.
But the thing is, my mom, you know those protein shakes?
Yeah.
They're like strawberry milk, but like the diabetic one. You know, my mom used to give me those and I used to drink those. And my doctor's like, yo, that's what saved your life because you wasn't eating shit. I'm like,
oh, well, thanks, Mom.
I'm like, I guess. Gracias.
So I think years down the line.
Yo, and then she made me drink this fucking garlic shit.
Oh my god, bro.
Hell nah.
Yo, she gave me a whole cup. I was like, you trying to kill me. You trying to murder me. Like, COVID didn't murder me, but you are. What like, are you doing? I was like, yo.
I don't know who told you to do this, but.
She's like, it's going to be good for your soul. I'm like, my soul going to leave my body, bro.
My soul done left because of the disrespect that you've been feeding me.
Yo, ask Andrew. I was like, yo, nah. I was doing the, nah. Mm-mm. I was like, drink it. I'm like, nah, you good.
I'm so glad. That's so glad that this is a Dominican thing because this is not a me thing.
Yo, Dominicans won't be coming up with the random remedies.
Yo, dead ass. They be coming up. Like, my mom has some shit in the fucking fridge right now. And she's like, look, you want some? I said, if you don't get your leafy jungle fucking remedy out of my goddamn face.
That's definite jungle juice.
Yo, I swear to God, we are where we are. And I was listening to one of them say about a remedy for, like, good eyesight. She said pigeon blood. I was like, huh? Oh. Excuse me.
Wait, who said that?
I think it was like, Calle Cuatro. I think you were mad young. You was in there. You was there, but you was like mad young. I heard that. I was like, huh?
Hell nah.
I can imagine somebody snapping the neck of a pigeon.
And somebody starts killing all these fucking pigeons in New York, bruh. You gonna have some bionic vision, my nigga.
My mom told me pigeon blood was the shit.
Mike Tyson about to shed a tear, bro.
Yo, I was dying when I heard that shit. I was like, pigeon blood?
Who's catching a pigeon and snapping its neck, bro?
First of all.
Who's doing a ritual?
Like a fucking glow stick.
They caught your pigeon, homie. Go get it.
Oh my god. They broke off that pigeon's neck like a fucking Kit Kat. I mean, guys.
They did click.
That shit was like.
Nah, that's too funny.
Yo, I fucking can't
just hear that.
Yo, that shit stood right in my fucking head for the longest. Who does that?
Oh my god.
Your mom does that apparently.
Not my mom. My mom.
No, that's all fucking Dominicans. Don't be pointing at her mother because my mother be on some crazy shit too. I'll be like, whoa.
Yo, and they be telling us that, no, porque esta señora que vive allá en Santo Domingo dijo que se bebió eso.
Yeah.
And she's like, coming up.
Yo, they always swearing. Like, oh, pero la comadre. Oh, pero la vecina. And I'm like, yo, la comadre y la vecina. How old are they? They're about to croak. Stop listening to them.
Yo, they're like, no. They're gonna send me the medicine over there so you can try it too. You know, it can help.
I'm about to be like, yeah, when that shit hits,
it helps your cousins and right other there. Family members.
Them people's outlive Betty White, let me tell you.
Yo, dead ass.
Yo, rest in peace, Betty White.
Oh my god.
Maybe she would have lived if she got some pigeon blood.
Oh my god.
Yo, but she turned 100.
Nah, she turned 99. She was going to turn 117 days.
No, she turned 100. And then 3 days later, she died. That's what they said.
No, she turned 90. She was 99 and she was going to turn 100.
Exactly. She was only 17 days away from her birthday.
She wasn't 100 yet.
Oh, damn.
Then Rona came around wave number three. Someone on TikTok was like,
oh, did you get the queen? They're like, the queen? Queen? You told us we got Betty.
They said,
oh, wrong one.
They was like, did you get the old white woman?
Oh, God.
Then it was like, yeah, we got her. And they were like,
what? Why Betty White?
Yo, that shit was too funny.
That shit's crazy.
Brain. Rest in peace. She was my favorite one. All the Golden Girls now are gone.
Yep. Heaven is having a whole ass party right now with them four. Cause...
Hello?
Yeah, your shit died.
Oh, shit. Damn.
Carla.
What?
Yeah.
Oops.
let's put pigeon blood on the podcast.
Oh, hell nah.
Ew.
Nah, when they be coming up with them fucking remedies, yeah, they're gonna send it for me from DR. Yeah, I hope customs cuts that shit and stops that shit halfway. Thanks.
Right, because they be coming up some random shit.
I'm like, excuse me, what is this?
Oh, no, we about to have right like here. 2 hours.
Hmm?
We're about to have 2 hours on this shit.
Oh.
First episode of the year.
Whoop, whoop.
Pigeon blood and COVID.
Yeah, pigeon blood.
I can't with her, yo. Pigeon blood and COVID.
Put what's remedies next? And aliens.
Oh, and aliens. Can't forget the aliens.
They popping up on us.
Yo, dead ass.
I wouldn't be surprised if fucking alien invasion happened.
Yo, I'm dead ass. Like, some people are gonna be like out going outside and looking at it and they see an alien spaceship and like, and phase me at this point.
At this point, no, we can't do all this.
At this point, it don't matter no more.
Listen, at this point, there's gonna be a whole lot of surprises in 2022 that nobody's gonna know about until they show up.
Right? Cause it's like I said, no. Right now is like there's like so many fucking COVID variants.
Listen. We gonna have variants from A to Z at this
Omarion.
Point.
Omarion.
You know what?
Omarion.
Is that you?
Ibox. Xbox.
Oh my God. You're like, oh shit, Omarion, is that you?
Yo, we have the sororities.
Oh my God.
We Delta. Have the Omarion. Delta Gamma.
Well, the fucking I hate you.
Yo, I saw that one too.
Yo, I saw that shit. And I'm
when
like,
you
yo,
have Omarion, you'd be like, I got these cough drops where my throat used to be. Cough drops where my throat used to be. I'm so cold. I'm so cold. I'm so cold.
Yeah. The fact that you
coughing and sneezing me back at it again. I know that it's Rona. You don't understand.
Oh my God, I can't, bro.
This is crazy. This ain't nothing like 2022.
I used to know. Some fucking crazy ass shit right now.
Yo, 6 feet apart, cool with me.
She said, I got some cough drops.
I got some cough drops where my throat used to be.
Yo, but she not lying though.
Yo, God, I can't.
Yo, I'm dying.
The bullshit that Carla comes up with, you. She dead ass said, you know what? Watch, that's just gonna. Watch, somebody's gonna end up putting that up somewhere and it's gonna start trending.
Yo,
watch.
We're already trending on Spotify, so.
Oh my God. Carla, you gonna be fucked up. Watch, I'm gonna start thinking about that.
It's gonna be us laughing and Carla's just singing. It's gonna be a whole meme.
Stop it. I don't wanna be famous on TikTok.
You won't be too late.
Bitch said I got some cough drops on my
heart. Where am I throw used to be?
I mean, if you want to go as far as putting it in your fucking heart.
Oh, God. Purify that shit.
I cannot.
Yo, Rona. We need to do this again. This shit is funny.
Have fun editing it.
I'm not editing it though. This shit oh, shit. Just like that.
Oh my God.
Raw footage.
Rona and laughter with cough drops where my throat used to be.
Cough drops where my throat used to be and pigeon blood.
With remedies and aliens. Yo, this is gonna be fucking funny. At least we stepped in the right foot. Cause this has been a fucked up 2022.
This is fucked up.
First is COVID, and then we got a snowstorm. What else we got?
First of all, this wasn't a snowstorm. This was a powdered donut.
The powdered. That's kind of true because it was gone the next couple of hours.
Oh, facts.
Yeah, I woke up at 4 or something. I forgot I didn't have work because my the doctor canceled. I looked outside and I'm like, yo, why everybody's panicking? I knew it was going to snow, but I was like, they've been saying that for like the couple of past weeks. It's going to snow. It's going to snow. I looked outside. That shit was dead as white. I was like, ow. Okay. Put my ass right back to sleep. Carla, why you got quiet?
I'm manifesting the pigeon blood.
Yo, you annoying.
I fucking dead.
Yo, you annoying. I'm gonna end this right here. Gracias for being on the first episode. Carla, we gonna see you back or we just gonna pop you in like last time?
Just pop my ass in like a fucking heart attack.
This bitch. Melanie is quarantined so she can be back.
I'm about to be back in the fucking at my job tomorrow.
I'm gonna be back tomorrow too.
This bullshit.
That's the truth. I gotta wake up at 4 though.
Oh. Good luck with that.
Oh yeah. Amen. Cause I ain't fucking oof.
And I still gotta wake up early.
I do too, but not 4.
I gotta wake up at 4.
I have to wake up at 7.
Ugh.
I think that's the time I gotta wake up.
Well, 7 is basically where I start. Ugh. Actually, when I walk in, I just start.
So 6:30.
Basically. But then to have the rest of the Saturday off and Sunday. Like he should have just said,
"Don't come until Monday." Yeah,
just come Monday, because tomorrow is half like basically half a day. We be there until 12:30. But you know, gotta get that dollar. Boss PT, I'm gonna call you. I don't know where Melanie is.
I think she got kicked out.
It says she's still on there.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, she on TikTok. This bitch. Okay. All right. I gotta go.
I'll see y'all later. Gracias.
Bye.
Bye.